was a necessary step by government. I think gambling has caused an awful lot of havoc in many families right across this country. Access to gambling was just too easy online for the young and also the not so young. It's too easy to bet on a match or nearly flagging up the wall. It was a necessary thing to dig in the bans on particularly on credit card gambling and inducements that are used by the companies such as Freebets. Like the gambling in this country is has an income of the region of 6 to 10 billion per annum. That's how big the market is. But what you don't see is the turmoil behind doors where people have lost thousands of euros and are carrying massive debt. And then the turmoil that brings within families, not to mention the individual themselves and trying to get out of the debt they've got themselves into, and all that brings with it. And the watershed also that was brought on the advertising, because nearly everywhere you look, there's advertising for gambling. What we can't stop is maybe if you're watching a Premiership match, but anybody that's broadcasting in this country has to go along with the watershed in relation to TV advertising and radio advertising.
The laws surrounding gambling, they haven't been updated here for 70 years, so it's been a long time coming then, and maybe we were a bit behind in these laws.
It has been a long time coming, and considering where online gambling has gone the last 10 years, they're certainly very, very necessary and very needed. I'm glad that I worked with Minister Brown, sat with them on numerous occasions at parliamentary party level, discussing this, negotiating these proposals, and glad to see them now over the line and coming into law.